Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to our podcast, Let's Talk. So today on the show, I have two of my lovely friends who are from Erasmus. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Alexandra, and I'm from Poland.
And I'm Anna from Germany.
Thank you guys for being here. And I'm, of course, Yeva from Schule des Juristen Gymnasium. And today's question is, do you think the internet has any influence on communication online and offline? So guys, what do you think?
Yes, of course it does, but first of all, let's focus on the fact that there have always been the social and anti-social people. So we all are different, and some of us just prefer to meet with our friends every night, but some of us may be more introverted and just prefer to go everywhere on ourselves. So it's important to remember that we are all different. We have our differences, and that's completely okay as long as we, you know, maintain the balance and lead a healthy life, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. We can't all be the same.
Yes, I agree with that. But also I think, especially during and after COVID, a larger number of people became really antisocial just because they got used, especially, for example, at online conferences, that they didn't need to pay attention or do not participate just because they were able to do just other things that they wanted to do. And maybe, for example, also not talk to people because they were just standing and sitting behind the screen. So, yeah, that's, I think, really important.
Yeah, and I also believe that because of all of those events, online conferences, online school, not being able to go out, and the restrictions, online communication gained more importance and became a perfect way to reach out to the people you cannot meet, like your loved ones, family, and friends. It even became a perfect way to find new friends, you know? Like, let's say you like someone's Instagram picture. Boom, then you go maybe message them, and then the friendship, it just starts growing. But the interesting thing is that friendship only grows online. The people have never met each other, but they still feel that the friendship is just as valuable. And that's the thing about online communication. It grew so much that for younger generations, it's the only important and valid type of communication. You all know, guys, that older people don't like to text.
Yeah, of course.
They like to call because they like to hear the voice of the other person. And for us teenagers, well, for me especially, I don't really mind not hearing the voice. I see the message, I read it, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but when, well, since I started speaking about online friendships and social media, now it feels like people prefer to hide behind their screens because it's comfortable. You're in your room, you have you're on your laptop, on your phone, no one can see you, only you. And because, well, on the internet, you can be whoever you want. You can pretend to be someone else, or you can be a better version of yourself. You can express yourself freely. Also, there's a thing called catfishing. I don't know if you guys know what catfishing is, but it's when you use another person's photos, their identity, and live as them on the internet. That's really weird when you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but for some people, it's comfortable sitting behind a mask, sitting behind a screen. But coming back to this whole, why is it comfortable? You know, when you text your friends, they don't know whether your hair is dirty, whether you're in your pajamas, or you're maybe laying on the floor, or maybe you're on the bathroom. They don't know that. So in a way, it's comfortable because you can do that communication, the online communication, everywhere and whenever you want. So now when people go outside, you can see the hands trembling, the they are avoiding eye contact, and they always seem so nervous because now they feel self-conscious because everyone can see them, not only the person they're talking to, but the people on the streets and all sorts of strangers.
Yeah, I think I can also agree with that just because I was so used to not be like seen of anyone that I was kind of, when I met them the first time, I was like, no. For example, in school, we had to wear masks, and it was so uncomfortable for me to take it off because I was so used that no one is going to see me. Or especially right now, we don't have masks anymore, and I'm still embarrassed to take my mask off because I feel like I forgot the feeling of that everybody sees how I look like, and yeah. I forgot how I have to talk, because not really forgot how to talk, but just like talking to someone directly to their face.
Facial expressions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that the online communication also has another disadvantage. So basically, it can lead to huge misunderstandings and bringing over wrong feelings and stuff like that. Because, you know, when you're texting somebody, you are unable to express your tone. And basically, you can use emojis, of course you can, but they won't replace the tone or the speed of your voice. So basically, the person that you're talking to won't even know if you're being sarcastic or if you really mean what you're saying. So I think that this is very dangerous, as it can lead to some arguments or just huge misunderstandings.
Yeah, I think at least one of us in our lifetime had definitely had a fight where we didn't understand whether the person was joking or he was being serious.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's, yeah. That's such a common problem.
And it's also like when it comes to conversations, it's which also had a bad impact is from social media and being online, is that the social energy just tends to run out more than it used to before. So before like COVID and isolation and everything, and it's just that in real life it got like really tiring and fatiguing just to communicate with people, because online you could just like stop listening, thinking, or just ignore the message, the meeting, whatever you're doing. So I can personally relate to that and just maybe do something else, just because of the amount of patience that someone has or you have, it's just always getting shorter and shorter, just because you're so used to like stop immediately what you're doing and just do something else, because like who cares?
So. Yeah, I totally agree with that. However, I think that although we are all different and some people just got used to online communication, we should all encourage ourselves to just go out there and just, you know, go out with our friends and have some fun, even if it's not often, just at least from time to time, right? Because we all are humans, we all need social contact. And yeah, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, you do need to just talk with somebody offline, because that's what communication, real communication, is all about, actually. You may text or phone, but it's really not the same, because you don't have the eye contact with that person, and it's just, it just really can't be replaceable, right? And the thing is that we do it during our Erasmus projects. We are put into international groups. There is usually one person from each country. So we are just, let's just say, we're forced to talk to ourselves, right? We can't use online communication. We have to make eye contact. We have to talk to each other in order to create some kind of a project. And I think we do it all well, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but the first day, all of us were just standing, looking at each other. We wanted to talk. We had that wanting of communication in our eyes, but we were just so scared because
yeah.
It's been a while. We got so used to this kind of isolating feeling that, like, what should I say? Should I go up first? Maybe they would go up first, you know? Those
yeah.
often questions pop it's into your mind. But face-to-face communication is good for the soul. There's a saying that you can grow up without a house, but not without love. And also this sort of communication, in a way, is a type of love. You know, you get to make a bond with a person, get to know them, get to do things with them, travel.
Yeah.
And that is important to grow as a human being. And I do believe that face-to-face talking should keep on going. It's already hard being on your own, being a teenager, having those difficult emotions. So creating bonds with people is very important. And I think it is the most fundamental moral. And on that note, I would really like to thank my dear friends from Erasmus, Alexandra and Anna. And thank you for listening.